This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The UN Security Council is considering the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Bintu Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. In Hong Kong, protests continued Sunday. Police fired tear gas late Sunday afternoon to try to disperse the demonstrators. Similar protests were held Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people were killed and several injured after a rocket explosion on an Arctic naval test range in Russia. Authorities in Severodvinsk, 46 kilometers away, reported a rise in radiation levels. This is VOA News.